to ensure that both parties feel that they are included but not exploited. Plus double the usual number of commanding officers to each platoon. Discipline must be maintained. We don't want the troops shooting one another at a critical moment.
Naturally not,
said the captain with a bluish cast to her crest. Shigar didn't know what that meant. Irony, perhaps? Shigar caught another glance from the young Sith's direction, bored this time, and again he sympathized. Their duel in the hut's security airlock felt a lifetime ago. His lightsaber hand itched, but he kept it carefully limp at his side. The door to the conference room hissed open. Lorin was taken by surprise. She had long ago given up trying to read the lips of the people inside. On seeing a major, she automatically stood to attention.
Private Hetchkey, a moment, said the sturdy R'Laren. You too, Moxler.
Lorin followed Hetchkey and the major into the conference room. The air seemed much denser than normal, as was always the case during long planning sessions. A current projection of the planet hung in the center of the room, dashed and dotted with notations in yellow and green. People huddled around it, making suggestions. The Sith girl was one of them. Both Shigar and Ula looked up as Lorin entered, but it was the captain who spoke.
We're sending strike teams to two locations,
she said in a voice so deep it hurt Lorin's breastbone. One long finger stabbed at the globe.
Here and here. We need people familiar with the hexes to guide each team. Both your names have been mentioned for the assault on the Master Factory. Private Hetchkey, your detail was with the Envoy under the authority of Supreme Commander Stantors. I don't outrank him, of course, but I can promote you above the rank required for an escort. No one would dream of wasting a lieutenant on such a detail, and we're short of officers. Will you accept this assignment?
Yes, sir,
Hetchkey snap saluted, looking like he was equal parts delighted and terrified. This was not only the fastest leap up the chain of command imaginable, but it could also be the briefest.
And what about you, Moxla?
Forgive me, sir, but I have a history.
So I'm told. I don't care what happened back then. You're the closest thing we have to Special Forces now. So I'd be insane not to use you. All that matters is that you'll follow orders, and be followed in turn by anyone who has any doubts. Do you think you can manage that?
Her face was burning. In the service again? She didn't know whether to kill Shigar or kiss him.
Yes, sir. I do. I will.
Good. Major Cha, take them to the quartermaster and have them kitted out. I want them briefed and ready for action within the hour.
Yes, sir.
The R'Laren saluted and guided them toward the door. Lorin felt as though she were walking through a weightless vacuum. Not floating exactly, but cut loose from everything. One touch and she could tumble out of control. The Major chuckled once the door was shut behind them.
You should see your faces,
he said.
Well, I can't really see yours, Hetchkey, but I can imagine.
Are we really going to attack the planet, sir?
You betcha.